From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. People on the East Coast are waking up to another sweltering day. Temperatures stayed in the 80s overnight, and Mike Eckert with the National Weather Service says more triple-digit heat is likely in the East today.
We could see more records broken today, but yesterday's heat was pretty vicious. Baltimore had a high of 105, which broke a record that was set back in 1999, and New York City had 102 that was a record that was broken in 1999.
So coping is the name of the game. And Craig LaMoult of member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, reports that kids seem to have an innate sense of how best to stay cool.
6-year-old Kate Horton waits for an Italian ice at a stand in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Today is a hot day.
She's with her sister and her mom, Kristen Dubay Horton.
Italian ice is key, and we're bringing it home to our cousins and going to hop in our 30-inch deep pool.
For a lot of other people along the East Coast, cooling down means cranking up their air conditioning. Both Connecticut and New York nearly hit record levels for electricity usage Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMoult.
President Obama is set to give a progress report this morning on his effort to double U.S. exports in the next 5 years. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the goal is to bolster the U.S. economy and create more new jobs.
The export initiative, which the president announced during his State of the Union address, is seen as a way to create jobs in the U.S. that aren't dependent on America's own overextended consumers. By selling more U.S. goods abroad, the president hopes to foster millions of high-paying jobs here at home. This morning, Mr. Obama will announce that exports jumped nearly 17% in the first 4 months of this year. Trade in 2009 was hard hit by the global recession. Mr. Obama will also name 18 new members of his Export Council, including business executives from UPS, Pfizer, Dow Chemical, and the Walt Disney Company. The administration says it's already opened doors to export pork to China and chicken to Russia. Mr. Obama hopes to make progress on a long-stalled South Korean trade deal later this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Oil from the massive spill in the Gulf of Mexico is now seeping into Louisiana's Lake Pontchartrain, raising worries among people in New Orleans. Anthony Montalbano owns a seafood restaurant there.
Really is sort of crazy or surreal that, you know, it's just one thing after the other.
Montalbano says he's concerned because it took the lake years to rebound from pollution that tainted it in the 1990s.
I fish in it. You know, I make my living off of the stuff that comes out of it. You know, shrimp, crabs, you know, and all the different seafood and fish.
Experts are saying that oil from the spill is not likely to cause much environmental damage in Lake Pontchartrain, but a local official who deals with sustainability there says the presence of any oil in the lake is disconcerting to people on an emotional level. This is NPR News from Washington. 3 American troops have been killed in southern Afghanistan by a roadside bomb today, and 5 Afghan army troops are dead after being mistakenly hit by a NATO airstrike. 2 others were wounded. A spokesman for the alliance expressed regret for the deaths and says the incident will be investigated. An Afghan army spokesman said this is not the first time such a mistake has occurred. In the World Cup soccer competition, Spain faces Germany today. NPR's Mike Pesca reports the winner will play the Netherlands in the finals.
Spain, the second-ranked team in the world coming into this World Cup, have been good but far from dominant. They've won 3 consecutive games by a margin of 1 goal. The Germans, though ranked lower, have been destroying opponents, but are without flashy youngster Thomas Müller, disqualified following an unwarranted yellow card for a handball last match. Striker David Villa has scored 5 of Spain's 6 goals this World Cup, but his teammate Fernando Torres has been as absent from the ledger as Villa has dominated it, which is an ongoing concern for the Spanish. The Germans have exploitable weaknesses, so we're told. We just haven't really seen too many teams counterattack them effectively. Normally a picture of austere efficiency, this iteration of the Germans play with alacrity, propelled by young players who move the ball beautifully and seem not to know that German soccer isn't supposed to be quite so much fun. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
NBA star LeBron James will be announcing which team he'll be playing for next season tomorrow evening, and he'll be doing it live on a broadcast on ESPN. James is currently with the Cleveland Cavaliers, but he's a free agent, and he's being wooed by a number of teams. He's believed to be considering the Miami Heat, the Chicago Bulls, the Los Angeles Clippers, the New Jersey Nets, and the New York Knicks. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.